Wednesday, September 20th. President had me over for almost 4 hours this morning. Went through the whole IMF speech idea. Wants to use the point that as the weak nations become stronger, economic competition becomes much greater, and the possibility of economic conflicts increase. Work in some of this to try and get a little more dramatic point to it. Saying that as our policies succeed in making Japan, Germany, Europe, and so on strong economically, our competition increases because we're not held together by the fears that united us before. Got into some other speech ideas for the campaign on the radio speeches in the regional deals. Atlanta, he wants to do basically on national defense and world peace, picking up Connally's speech, what we need for peace, the progress we've made, how we did it, so on. Then for the New England speech, he wants to tie to the bicentennial, working the kind of people that build America, hard work, hope, pride, wave the flag, not permissiveness, time for revitalization of our institutions, and that kind of thing. And he needs good talking points for the Mint, the citizens, and a speech to read for the cancer deal. He also got into some schedule strategy, wants to go into mid-America in the third week, the small towns, the mountain states, the Ohio motorcade, and that kind of thing. He decided not to do the Mormon Tabernacle, have the vice president do that instead. Also wants him to do Montana. Thinks he'll do an in-office press conference, either just before Atlanta or just before Boston. Wants to be sure that the VP doesn't take McGovern on, that it's better for Connally to do this. VP should compare Nixon and McGovern on the record, and the progress on revenue sharing, that sort of thing. Use the new American majority, not Republican majority. Work for the election of Congress and senators who will support the president, not who are Republicans. Wants the surrogates and the VP to be a contrast to McGovern. Be pro-president and pro-American. Things are good. The economy is looking up, so we should quit running down the country. Be proud of our president and our young people. Show your pride by voting on election day to get the biggest vote in history. He wants all surrogates to carry this line and also to compare now in 68. Enumerate how things have changed. He raised the question of Burundi, where he has just learned that 200,000 people have been killed by the government in order to maintain control. They're killing off all the intellectuals, apparently, in the country, or intelligent people. And he makes the point that we should... That is continuing Wednesday, September 20th. The... I was making the point that the president was concerned about the slaughters in Burundi and feeling that we should have a contingency plan to deal with this kind of thing, or if they should capture a UN guy here or something of this sort. He covered some other strategy items that we should use the don't let them take it away line, building peace, economy, end of permissiveness, really the peace and prosperity idea. There's a change of view here. The mood in the nation has changed. We don't need to be against the status quo as we had thought a couple months ago we needed to be. The people are now shifting to where they have a more optimistic outlook, and we can work with that. Wants to be sure we make a big thing out of the fact there were no casualties in Vietnam last week, and that we answer the McGovern defense thing, which is out tomorrow. Is concerned about Gelb, Halpern, and some of our other people who are now on the McGovern defense list, and wants to be sure Henry knows how we were snookered on that. Thinks we ought to get Houston back for planning in the next administration to smoke out this kind of people. Got back on the point of the congressional candidates should be supporting the president rather than he supporting them. That it's okay to go ahead on the endorsement letters, but beyond that, they should grab onto the president's coattails. We shouldn't be pushing them down people's throats. Feels that as of now we should leave the campaign basically where it is. First, keep Agnew positive. Second, go ahead on the congressional letters. Third, focus on Connally to the maximum possible extent. Fourth, on the family, cut back and low-key them. No more press conferences for them at all. On the house cleaning post-election, he wants to get after ACTA, who are always cutting up the president, according to Scoop Jackson, and slice it to the bone. Also wants to dump the science advisor, the space council, and all those miscellaneous staffs under the vice president. Later today, he had Ehrlichman and Weinberger up to Camp David for a general meeting. First, extensive discussion of veto strategy and the plans for the balance of this congressional session. Then discussion of policy post-election feels that we've got to recognize what our mandate is, that it's not toward a more liberal domestic policy, that we've had enough social programs, forced integration, education, housing, and so on. This is contrary to what the establishment thinks. They and the Congress think the country want this stuff. He referred then to the Disraeli point of Gladstone being an exhausted volcano with all his reforms, and the point that the people do not want to be improved. The huge social programs have been tried. They don't work. People don't want more on welfare. They don't want to help the working poor. And our move has to be harder on this, not softer. People will say that the mandate means to go forward with all our revolutionary programs, but the president feels, totally different from Reagan, that the huge colossus of the federal government is a mess. The people are running it are incompetent, and it won't change, and the American people don't want to support it. We can't just allow the country to grow like Topsy. We have to do something, but we have to move towards slimming down rather than fattening up the federal government. He wants a review of the list of things to drop, but he wants to add to it. In the White House, he wants to drop the Science Advisor Committee for International Economic Policy, the advisory boards, whatever can be done within the law to cut our own shop down. Most of the programs he wants to drop are in HEW, the higher education subsidy, and that kind of thing. Make it clear to the NEA that they supported McGovern, and they are not welcome anymore at the White House. In the health field, we should do much less, and we should hit some of the sacred cows like the cotton program at agriculture. On welfare, we have to support H.R. 1 until the election. Afterward, we should not send it back to Congress. His theory on the election is that we've got a better chance to win the House than we do the Senate. He thinks if we get over 55%, we can carry the House because they're more affected by the swing than the Senate is. The problem is that in the new Congress, we'll have some issues like trade, health, tax, and energy, which Ehrlichman points out, that can virtually we can virtually avoid programmatic initiatives. We need to get OMB going on listing the bad programs. He points out that we shouldn't assume that a great administration is one that does new things. Maybe it's one that gets rid of old things. We should not make it Reagan-like, not obtuse and anti-people. We should make it for people, get government off their backs. Say as little as possible in the campaign so that we have the fewest promises to have to keep and so that we have an ability to interpret our mandate our way. Process must have a setting, a setting that'll bring Congress along with us by exerting public opinion and leadership. Question of the value of reorganization. Weinberger and Ehrlichman point out it provides the opportunity to break up some of the baronies, but we need to study what's doable. Same with special revenue sharing. Rework them and then send them back in on a basis that we can get something through. If we win, we don't intend to coast in the second term. In the first year, we've got to really do something regarding the government, something that the president really believes in. Tear the State Department to pieces and defense. Don't just preside over the huge morass. Also, the Treasury bureaucracy is bad, and so is justice. We need to study on the vice president's office in a ruthless way, eliminate all the surplus staff and committees. Then he raised the question of who's doing the CIA study. He feels Helms has got to go, and we should get rid of the clowns by cutting personnel 40%. The information they develop is worthless. Some discussion then of the problem of intelligence reorganization, and the real problem is, of course, defense and Congress. He wants to tell all hands that everybody should resign November 8th, but no one should plan on a vacation, that the period November 7th to December 7th should be the most intensive month ever. We should have a total cutoff of press during that period and have some intensive Camp David sessions and really get the thing hammered together. Also, Kissinger should know there will be no foreign leaders after the election until after the inaugural, and we should tell them that now. End of September 20th.